Tenth Vav in Taruvas, continued New Testament, Yuri Toshimim, Gimel, May 2nd, 1983, Monday.
Inside the Deira, Neged, the visible Isa. The visible Isa is a Kazakhs. We measure it now. And the visible Hetea is 59 Zeis. But she knows that when she put up the Deira, there were 60 Zeis in the visible Hetea. So we cannot be mitzalim because Zayis that is Bula Bisehadera. Why not? Why not? After all, there is an interaction between the top shield that is visibly inside the Dere and the top shield that is Bisehadera, that is Bula. There is an interaction. So people should be held on the visibly Kazayis, on the visible Kazayis of Bisea. The answer is, just now, we know that there is one Kazayis of Hetea that is Berua Miserifne Adera. Because originally, when she put out the Deir on the fire, there were 60 Zeis in there. Now she sees only 59. So just is one Kazayis who was Berua Miserifne Adera. So maybe it's very likely that when the Chticha of the Beilot fell in, there was more than the Kazayis. How is it that we only see inside the Gdeira one Kazayis? Because for the same reason that we see only 59 Zeitzim of Hetea, when originally there were 60, so one Kazayis a little bit was Nivra, this is not there. So originally there was a Kazayis plus of the Beilot. There was a Kazayis plus, let's say a Kazayis and one tenth of the Kazayis. 11 tenths of the Kazayis. Nivela was originally when it fell into the Gale. But now we only see one Kazayis. Why? Because one tenth of the Kazayis is Golua. So Monefsheh, Eilochaname, we can be Mitzari, the quantity of Hetea that is Golua, Bisechadera, because there is an interaction between the Eichel that is inside the Deiro, visibly inside the Deiro, and the Eichel that is invisible, that is Berua, Bisehadera Deiro. But the interaction works both ways. It applies to the Hetea and it applies to the Isa. So just as we know that one Kazayis became Nivra in the course of the bishop process, so maybe a little bit of the Isa also became Nivra. So that means that in total we have 11 in total. When I say in total, I mean when we consider everything that we can see inside, plus the minute quantities that are Berua Bisehadera. So it's very likely that we have in total 60 Zeisim of Hetea, and in total we have 11 tenths of the Kazayis of Isa. So you don't have Shishim in the Hetea in total against one measure of Isa. This is what he says. Umisharin a Hetea vo Isa v'shebol ufanim. Afo kisho yo behetea ye Isa mitchilo. Suppose originally you put up the Deiro. So she measured it. And she saw, she determined that there were 60 Zeis in there. Now there is only 59. And so you could argue, in as much as now the size of the Israel is one Kazayis, and originally there were 60 Zeis, so there should be how people know. So if now inside the day or visible, we see only, there are only 59 Zeis, we cannot be mitzarei the one Kazayim Berua, because not that the Berua cannot be mitzarei, it could be mitzarei on a theoretical level, because there is an interaction between that which is visible in the Deiro and that which is Berua Bisehadera. But the reason is why it cannot be mitzarei. After Hochem Shan with Mishpoh Panim, she gam bi Yise o Yeh Yeseya. Vinismayit, vinigwa bigdeiro, hilkach, misharim shneyem, vishepoyim lifanek. So this is what the Torah says. The implication being, suppose we knew exactly, how much Isa there was when the time when it fell, Let's say, suppose before we throw in, somebody measured it and he saw it was exactly kazayis. That's all he fell in. Then it fell at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, and we knew that the heter at 9 o'clock, before 9 o'clock, when he put out the beer, is 60. Says, and then at 10, then it's something fell in, and then at 10 o'clock we measured the heter that is visibly inside the beer, and there is 59. But we know originally there was 60. Originally there was 60, and we measure, the Iser, it's a kazayis. In other words, it was a kazayis originally. Before it fell in, we measured it, and now it's a kazayis. So in that case, bitul would be chal. I mean, you could argue that even in that case, bitul would be chal. But it seems from the lashon of the Torah that the only reason is why bitul is not chal, after hochim shalmeis of the mishbol of aneinu, shegam b'yiser oyo yiser v'nismayinu b'yiro. So that is only shayach if we didn't know at the time when this fell in, whether it was a kazayis or more than a kazayis. We know that now it's a kazayis. But suppose we knew at the time it fell in, it was just a kazayis, not more than a kazayis, and that the heter was 60 cc, but now the Israel visible is one kazayis, and the heter is 59 cc, then there will be people. Why? Because we are mitzare, the one kazayis that is berua v'sehadeo. This is the sheet of the Torah. But there is a sheet of the shaming that even in that case, there could be people. Why? Because when you boil something, so of course, a certain quantity is berua v'sehadeo, and a certain quantity evaporates completely. So you can't find it either visibly inside the Torah or visibly inside the Torah. It evaporates. It evaporates in the form of a gas. Some melee, we have to be chayshish. We have to be chayshish, even in the case where we knew that the chtichas iser had one kazayis and fell in. And now it's also one kazayis. And we knew that the heter had 60 zaysim. And now the heter has 59 zaysim. So according to in that case, there would be bitul. Because there is interaction. But there is a shita, no, that even in that case, there wouldn't be bitul. There wouldn't be bitul. Why? Because, true, at the very outset, let's say at 9 o'clock, so there was bitul, bishishim. But let's say it might be that 15 after 9, so a substantial portion of the heter evaporated completely. And as far as the Israel is concerned, so we see that nothing was nifla into the Beit Magdil, because at the time it fell in. So it had a kazayis, and now it also has a kazayis. So true. While it is true that at the very outset, when the Israel was a kazayis and the heter was 60 zaysim, so bitul was chal, but 15 minutes later, when a substantial portion of the heter evaporated, and then they remained less than 60 zaysim, in total less than 60 zaysim, even together with the portion that was nivla b'sirvim agdeo, so mimele. So there could be people, so it could become also what is the time of the tour? What is the time of the tour? The tour implies that the only reason is why there is no people, because we say Shedam Yisa or Yisa is my real, thus implying that if we knew that the Yisa had the kazayis before it fell in, and now it has a kazayis, and the heter we knew at the time, at the very outset, at 60 zaysim, and now it's 59, so then we are mitzari the beruah, and we're not chinchish, maybe in the course of the bishul, so a substantial portion is a substantial quantity of the heter evaporated completely, so the mele, and nothing evaporated, that we know that nothing evaporated of the isa, so the mele should become lesser again. We don't have to be chinchish. We don't have to be chinchish. We don't have to cut jura from this. We see that as far as the isa is concerned, so nothing evaporated. And as far as the heter is concerned, we know originally that 60 cases. So we don't have to be chinchish. Maybe a substantial quantity evaporated. And we can assume that nothing evaporated, but everything, the diminution, can be explained by saying that the reason as to why visibly there are only 59 cases inside the Deira, originally there were 60, because one Kazayis is the Sevid Nagdeo. If you said the Nagdeo, so there is an interaction between that part of the Eichel that is visibly in the Deira and that part of the Eichel that is latent inside the Deira Nagdeo. That's the Shita of the two. The Ashbokos. Yeshayim Sheim Din Tamabola Mina Heta Bideiro. So the Asam would say that we are aiming Tamo Bolo Mina Hetra Bigdeiro Umitzari Imaheta. In other words, the Achiri can be Toshi. In other words, that we do not say Shegambinisa, Hoyoyesa, Vinismai, Vinigua Bigdeiro. In other words, we do not say because after all, as far as the heter, in other words, the Yeshayim have referenced the case where we didn't see the size, we didn't measure the size of the Chtichas Issa before it fell in. But we know, we measured the size of the heter in the Deira, if it was 60 Zaysi. And now, after it fell in and it cooked for a certain time, so we see that it's 59 Zaysi. It's 59 Zaysi in the Deira, visible. And the Issa now we see is a Kazayis. So according to the Torah, we have to differentiate. Maybe originally it was 11 Zaysi, 11 tenths of the Kazayis, or 12 tenths of the Kazayis. So maybe there is no people. The Yeshayim to say no. Since we know that the Heter originally was 60 Zaysi, and now it's 59 Zaysi, so that means. So there is inside the Deira, there is an additional Kazayis. So together it's 60 Zaysi. So Mimele Umitstari Uyeshem She'en Bin Kambon in a Heta Bideiro Mitstari Ba Heta. And we don't have to be Cheshem. Maybe originally the Chticha of the Yisea had more than Kazayis. Because why should we be Cheshem? If we see, we see. But if we don't see, we don't see. The Torah says, since we see that the Heta was Beleya, or the Heta was Nidla, so the Mele, it leads us to the likely conclusion that of the Issa was also Nidla, and there was more. But the Yeshayim would say no. The Heta we see that it was Nidla, but of the Issa we don't see. So why should we be anticipating the possibility that originally it was more than Kadais? Right now we see it's only a Kadais. This is the Yeshayim. So, the yearly, Min Bimination in Atheir of Batu Behov, Chachom Yitzri Hoshishin, Kenim Lohokim, Adonim Bishayim Bimei, Kadai Vechir Aspras, Vartero, Vapiru, Tameis Kinikrei, Ein Teilim Behokim, Vinisharin Elobama Shebo Lepanein. So the tool makes it short, in other words. He says, in other words, there is a machlekes between one shite, so in other words, this is the Rashbo. The Rashbo mentions two shites. So one shite is she'in din kamo bola min ha'heter, bideiro mitzvah min ha'heter. So the Rashbo himself is the Lashon of the Rashbo. Min b'minei she'min ha'teiro b'tovirot. Chachomim yitzrichu shishin teirin lehoker. אני משאיני מכזיים בפרס פרס ואתם או בפריטן כיקרי איתם לרוקה ונשאר מן הרבה מה שבו מפוננו ואתם לא באורס על החילק ודרוש איתי יש איתם בלימיני. So since we know that the heter, that the portion of the heter was nifla is within Nagbiro, so we have to get a change. So it's very likely that the portion of the Yisrael was also Nivla B'Selif Nagbeiro. So in Mele, we don't have Shishim. So in Mele, we don't have Shishim. So in other words, we actually have three Shittes. There is one Shitte, there is one Shitte, Lechumre, and that's the Shitte of the Rosh. That's one Shitte of the Rosh. And the Tulo, that, namely, that even by Nimbi Mine, so when the Raisi is bottom of the law, but the Rabbonin requires Shittim, so mainly in the case where originally there was the Hetera 60 Xasi, and then Echticha Visa Farin, and we didn't know the size of it at the time of Farin, but now later we take a look, we see that the Gbeira, the Hetera, the Gbeira, is 59 Zaysi and the Yisrael is one Kazayis, so we cannot say it's bottle. In other words, that one Kazayis that is visibly inside the Gbeira is bottle in the 60 Zaysi in total of the visible 59 plus the Kazayis of Goluah, because it's very likely since of the Hetea, one Kazayis was Nivla, that the Lisa was also Nivla, and originally the target for him, there was more than the Kazayis. Even by Mibimine, where the Shishim is only with Rabbono, So that is the Shite of the Tzuru and the Rosh. That's the Chumu. Then there is in Ishenkin, that Rajbo mentions, that even by Min Shaloi Mimine, if we know that originally they had that at 60 Zaysin, and now it has 59 Zaysin, so that means that one Kazayis, so we are assuming, that one Kazayis is Nivla B'Seir Deifnei Hagdeiro, so then we don't have to anticipate the possibility maybe the Israel also had more than the Kazayis, since we didn't see that he had more than the Kazayis, and now it's one Kazayis, so we say there is little even by Michelin. And then there is the Shita of the Rashbo, that by mean Bimimei, since there are two ultimate possibilities, and with Raisa Yehov is in all, so it's a question of the Rabbanon, so maybe we don't have to anticipate the possibility maybe the Chasisea had more than the Kazayis originally, and but a portion of it was Nivla B'Sedekna there, so you can tell okay, Mashim came by Mishalei Bimimei, where it's a question of the Raisa, so then you cannot be tell okay, so you have to be Chishish La. Now, but let's see of the Roshan of the Rashbo. Rashbo Chosat, Yesh Eivin, She'im Din Hanabola Min Ha'eta Bideiro, U'mitzari Pim Ha'eta. V'yira Li, Min Din Mishim Na'atiro Bato Biro, Rachom Mitzri Choshishim, Tin Lohoke, Abu Min Mishayim Minei, Kazayim Yachil Aspras Vateiro, Vapilutani Ki Yikrei, Vapilutani Iski Yikrei, Eitim Tin Lohoke, Ein Mishayim Ma'ashibo Yifanenu. So it's very strange, because here the Rashbo emphasizes thus implying, but if it's not in the ratio of Kazayim Yechlas Pras, then it's not Vatero. Who Shite is that? The Rambam Shite. But Rambam Shite is that even if it's not Kazayim Yechlas Pras, it's Tamkika is the Raise. And not only Tamkika is the Raise contra Metan, but it's even the year before Heter is never Pritzia. And here the Rashbo implies that if it's Nishay and Mine, so it's not Kazayim and Achilles Pras, so it's not the Raise. So there is people that's like the Rambam Shite. But there's not the Rashbo, we discussed it in San Jose. So when the Rashbo passed this Lechumre, so we see, that's a riot, what the Taz and the Shach mentioned, that that when the Rashi, Paskas Lechumre is only Heicher La'Avia. Maybe the Halach is like the Tam, but he's really not disposed towards the Chita. Because here he says, Thus implying, if it's not in the way of the Daimu was passed, then it's not about them. Alright. Now, Now this is very obscure, this mark, when the two are very obscure. So let's go over one part of the Besios in order to understand. That when someone comes before the Chochem and tells him that if Tichas Issa fell into Heter, and they finish it, so the Chochem has to investigate whether after the Tichas Issa fell in, maybe the woman of the house poured in more water. Because you know, it's usual when you cook something, So after a certain time he's been cooking on the fire for some time, so a substantial quantity of the water has evaporated, so maybe you pour in more water. So when the woman comes before the Chochem, and as in the shadow she says, she had a Derech of Heter on the fire, then the Chichas Issa fell in. So what is the answer? Is the Shishim in the Derech, Negev, the Chichas Issa. But before the Chochem gives the Psach, he has to investigate, and he has to ask the woman, listen, did you at any time pour in additional water after the Chichas Issa fell into the bear? So, why? Because suppose she did. Suppose she told Chachov Lachir, im nosnu mayim b'gdeiro acha she nosnu bo Issa. Because he'll ask her, if he will not cross-examine her, he'll just ask her, at the time when you finish cooking, so did you measure the value, the size of the heter? And how much was it? So she'll say, altogether, the bosor heter, and the soup and the vegetables, the spices, all together there were 66. And how much was the Chichas Issa? She will say, one kazayis. So he shouldn't rush to say, muta. You throw away the Chichas Issa and the rest of the day is muta. Why? Because maybe at the time when it fell in, so in the gdeire together with the water, the soup, they were just 50 measures, 40 measures. But then, after it fell in, so she took two glasses of water and poured it into the bear. So then, as a result, so at the end, there were 60 measures. But since at the time when the Chichas Issa fell in, there were only 40 measures, but later on they were 60 measures as a result of the two glasses of water that she poured into the kelei. So mainly those two glasses cannot be considered. That's the pshat. So the Besiosef will explain the Sefer HaMitzvos Rebbe Sifan, the smart doesn't pass like having a pride. So, in other words, so the smart should be the So let's say, suppose that the Yerushalayim Hekel originally had 30 zeisim of etter, together with the soup and the vegetables and everything, it had 30 zeisim of etter. And then, it gazayis of chayla tarim. So at that time, there was no people, because there were only 30 zeisim. At 9 o'clock, there, in the morning, a gazayis of chayla tarim. So there was no people. If there was no people, the contest makshita, we say, chichanas molele, so all the 31 zeisim became a chepto visa. As if you have not one kazalis of chile, but 31 zeisim of chile. Chichanas is molele. But then, if the chochem will not cross-examine her, and you'll just ask her, how much did you measure the value of the gdeira, the food in the gdeira? She says, yes, I measured. There are 60 zeisim. 60 zeisim, but actually there are 60 zeisim only now, but at the time when the kazayis of chile fell in, there were only 30 zeisim. So we need 60 times 31, not 60 times 1. She's like, that's why the smack says shetzorich hachocham lachir and nosno mayim b'deiro achashanosno bo isa sheisa mayim shenosno hakelim stavon lato isa. So it makes good sense what the smack says. But, so why is the tochelik? The answer is the two is mishitose. He passed it like an Ephraim. So we don't say chichanas mevil by shalom suri. So of what significance is this cross-examining of the woman? So Mimele, even he doesn't have to ask her, how much did you pour in additional water? Because even if she did pour in additional water, but at the end there was only, there was 60 zeisim in the heter, and the chtichas yisrael is only one kazayis, chtichas mevil we don't say, so there's still people, unless the woman bekavone added water. Bekavone added water in order to bring water to Yisrael. So he says, if we are hitching the woman, that she is unscrupulous, she is fraudulent, and she will, and she bekavone added, so what the day will be the cross examination, I mean. So she'll lie to the Kohen. Monepshah, if she wants to make you show she's observant, when Klapi Shemaye, she is not in Yerei Shemaye. So, Manavsha, if she is in Yerei Shemaye, so then, be lazy, she wouldn't do it. And only if Bishayeg, so Bishayeg, since we don't say, Chdichadas Nevele, so it doesn't matter, even if originally there were only 30 Xenzin there. But at the end, there were 60 zeisim negative kazalis, so there is little. And if it's been lazit, of course, so then there is a knas, because in the battle is a hapule, and suppose one be lazit was nivatel, he says, so then it's not even effective. So, one of Shach, if she didn't be lazit, so what the veil will be the question of all the questions, she'll just give him the answer that will result in the proper psak that it's muta. This is what it does. The nearly shins of Shapir Nasik Maima Hakim making the middle of battle in some stuff. The canon coming soon to Marim Shane Putol, the Nazi Dasun, the Lochi Shemo Yobe in the Rabbi the Nazi. She won Lochi was there, Gamunamoe Mashain Mashon Rimo. Having a hard day, Satin, Mine, Vaeta Robber Isa, she bought from Nateo, El Shahon Mitzriho Sama, and we bought her Kim Sharibo of the name. Now let's see the Bishop. Kosa bi sibra mit zu tra auf dem Lach gehen was ich meine die Leo ach was mir ist sagt was mir smart was smart was ich habe mich mir rosch in Zorn sagt mir ist meine Hacke mit die Lach und ist ist auch in ihre Detail in Leo ich soll rein war da halt doch hat dann sie dran mit sich die Hashim und Shemo dann war schon in der Trilogie sagt mir ist die Nase hat doch sich hat mir und sie ja wohl da da so sagt mir die Komma schon Leo was nach und tut doch dir so sie mir ja hier war die Lach ist so kim sie nimmt so sie war schon Leo sie schreibt וכשיידע וכשיבוא לו שלא שומעים בדירה שלא שומעים בניסה אפשר שחיוסיה שיו, עצם המים ממה שבדירו, לא יהיה במה שבדירו שישים אלף תזיסה, ונעשה כל מה שבדירו חתיכס מדירו, ויצור לסמבה כנגד עקיו, ונרמיים של סון יוסן החוקים סמבה כנגד כל מה שבדירו, נמצא שאתה לא עושה, אבל אם הוא יביא מים סמבה כנגד כל מה שבדירו, ונמיש לשורת, אם נוסן משני, כי לכאן הוא יכול איסורים שריבו עליהם שני כמותורים, הוא סמד את המאיה הזה, ובכל הוא איסורים מבינו חתיכס מדירו, אבל חבין הפוסקים סיברים, שאומו חתיכס מדירו, אלו בסוף בכל עובדה, and this is too shite, כמו שנזגור עם סמצל בי, שם כוספתי, ומכתיב על תילקה ולרבי מיליקה, שיצור יחלך כחקיר את זה. וכוס על הרמב״ם, דת ומלבט הוא עצמי, משולי, כאן צינון לראות שכי עולה, או אם יש צינון לבט ומשולי, אבל אחרי נשור, סדר הרמב״ם זה, נאו, דבי איזה איזה, לחתכיר, תובי מלבט ואיזה. Now, most of the Shem say it's only in Sarabon, except for the Raivin and Rashi, in the Sugi of Zriyad Hashem. So the Raivin and Rashi, they hold that it's in Sarabaisa, to be mevatel in Sarabon. In Sarabaisa, because the Torah tells us, in connection with Zriyad Hashem, we should be mevashem. We should be mevashem, the Zriyad together in the Hashem. Even though the Zriyad, is easier for the Zareim, for the Israel, and the Ayur is heter. So how is the Israel allowed to be mevasher? Is mevater very shishi? Why? So here there is a special tzarakos that we are mevater in Salachatule, Mashem King. Ordinarily, it's also mevater. According to the Rashi. Mashem cannot add Rishim, they say there is no Yisrael Raisa from Mevatel Yisrael Chathure. But when Gemara says, here Mevatel Yisrael Chathure. Mashem in other places, in other situations not, Gemara means, here we are Mechuyev to be Mevatel Yisrael Chathure. That's the Mitzvah Sator that we have to be Mevashel. The Zriya together with the Ayo. Mashem in other situations, there is certainly no Mitzvah to be the matter of Hathkele. But in Isa there is in the Raise, only in the Rabbon. Anyway, so it is certainly also to be the matter of Isa of Hathkele. But the Eved, it is bottom in the Raise. Even according to the Raise in Rashi, that it's in Isa the Raise to be the matter of Hathkele. But if he did it, all right, so he didn't have any Raise, a hell day. But it's bottom, even if he did it amazing. So it's Muta the Eved in the Raise. But, Chachomim as Iknas, Asadet, if he did it amazing, so the Chachom sees in the Asadet, only in the Asadet, so the only Asadet vis-a-vis the Mevatel, but not vis-a-vis Anakim. That the Matlatsi we shall cancel Rosh Hay. Or you should keep the Mevatel Mishvile. Adlachim Eshore, in other words, suppose I am preparing the food for somebody, because I want to accommodate him with good food. And I am Mevatel at the amazing. So for that person, for whose accommodation I am doing the battle of the basin, he is not allowed to eat it either. Even though he didn't tell me to do it, but since I did it for him, the basin, so it's also for that person also there. Mashaink in a third party, for whose accommodation I didn't do it, it's muta there. Because of the Rabbi Doshi, can you see the Rabbi? Can you know some of the Shammy shall give in the Adonis in the Eta? Can they live out way? Oh, my God, in the Eta, can you live out way? She is Muta with the Dose. Now, the Rajbo is a mentor. The Rajbo says that while the Nisar of the Vatan Sahakure applies even to something that is the Rabbi, and even if it's completely the Rabbi, because there are certainly certain Rabbonon that have a Moker in the Raisa, and there are certainly certain Rabbonon that have no Moker in the Raisa. Let's say, Psarim Lechol is also in the Rabbonon. Psarim Lechol is also in the Rabbonon. But Psarim Lechol, why it's also in the Rabbonon, but it has a basis in the Raisa, because Psarim Lechol is also in the Raisa, except that the Torah doesn't ask of Psarim Lechol. But in the Rabbonon it comes under a certain heading, the Nisa of Basad Cholov, that is a Nisa of the Raisa. So that's more homo than, let's say, a Nisa Rabbonon of Gvinasak. Because the whole Yisod is the Rabbonon. It doesn't come in the Rabbonon under a category of Nisa that is in the Raisa. So the Rashboshi means that those Derabonis that do not come under the heading that is in the Raise, that are completely in the Rabbonon, so there is one leniency, one code. Not that you are allowed, let's say, to take Vinesakum and mix it, you have a kazais of Vinesakum, and at the very outset to mix it with 60 zinsim of Vinesisvot. That you're not allowed. But suppose somehow accidentally Vinesakum was Nisarei, one kazais of Vinesakum was Nisarei with two zinsim of Vinesisvot. So there is already a bit of law, but we require shishim. Even in Israel Rabbonim we require shishim. So then according to the Rashbo, we are allowed to be Macy. We are allowed to be Macy. 58 more zeisim of Dinas Yisroel to be mashed in the people. Since Bitu Berov was already Chalal Yisrael. So, and Mr. Rai say, even in such a case, we are not allowed to be in Bato Chalal. Even if Bitu Berov was already Chalal. So we're not allowed him to be Macy, to be mashed in the people. From Bitu Berov to Bitu Mishishim. Mashing in Israel Rabbonon. So he says, Opa, so in Vigo Shomok Yamis good in the Arminis in the Hetak in the Vatel, Opa, the you may be Hetak in the Vatel, the Vishenge, Muta, the Mezidosa, no for Maats in the Hetak, but after Pishen the Hetak in the Vatel, what it means there is no Shishi, is Muta Lehens in the Hetak, Kidei Lachshire, Kidei Chazinon, where is that Mokeya? The Gemara in Beitze, Eitzim Shenoshu Min Adekel V'Sichatano V'Yonte Shemuta L'Harvis Aleyem Eitzim L'Homim L'Hirem. Suppose you have a furnace, and the furnace is, let's say, in the house, right near the door to the outside. And then outside there is a tree, and there is a wick, and the furnace is burning, there is a fire in the furnace. The door of the house is open, wide open. And then, because of the wind that is blowing, so a branch of the palm tree that is standing right adjacent to the door, the open door, so the wind was aching, plucked out a branch from the palm tree, and it fell on your death into the furnace. And the furnace has logs of wood, So by itself, it became Batu Berov, but not Shishim. So the Gemara says, you can be Masif more lots of wood, so that it will be Shishim. So that is the mocking of the Rajka school, that the Nisa, why? Because Mukti is only Yosef Gemara. I mean, let's say, a plucked out, with the wind plucked out, unwanted, a branch of a tree. So that's Mukze, because at the time when Yom Tov began, it was still Mechuber. So it's a Yimucho, it's Neila. So the plucked out branch of the tree is Neila. It's Mukze, that's also the Rabbonon. So that's the Rai. Ki v'chassin am le'itzim sh'noshuna adeko v'sichatam al Yom Tov, sh'mut al-harbis al le'itzim u'chon matir. V'adim yom yom So the Rosh is Chedesh. The Afilu Nisa Rabbon, Shemisalim, also the Hensiful of the Vatel, who will be killed, but how about the Gnorim Beitze? Who will be killed while the Beitze Shenosha is the Hakano? We should be Mikwe Kovar in Sura. So in other words, the Gnorim is only Matya by Eitzim, because that branch of the palm tree that fell into the furnace and was mixed up with two equal logs of wood, Bitu Dror, so is already burned, so it's not in there. So since the Nisa Rabbon is not in the end, so it can be massive more lots of wood than in the battle completely. Mashaiki, when the Nisa, the Rabbon is the end, except that there is bitter the law, so then there is no head of the Nisa. The little boys, Isa Shem is battle, can show you some like connected, will taste it by a hakach in the Nisa, Chimza Vinesa, Loishen in the Mine, or in the Shem in the Mine, in the Lach, Bay, Biyok. In other words, in this case, we say Chimza Vinesa. So in this case, we say Chimza Vinesa. Now, the question of Chimza Vinesa manifests itself in many, many different forms. So we shouldn't make the mistake. Wait one shadow of Chimza Vinesa with another shadow of Chimza Vinesa, because sometimes the same expression designates different concepts. different concepts. I mean, and that is the reason as to why many people make a mistake sometimes, because a certain expression is used in one sense, and the same expression is used in another sense. And if they see that the Rishi says, we say Chesamaniya, that means we say Chesamaniya in every sense. I mean, it's different channels of Chesamaniya. So this is one concept of Chesamaniya. In other words, so this is what the Torah passes, that if, let's say, suppose one Kazayis of Chesed falls into a Birshavet, and there are 60 Xaisim of Hefer in that day. So there's this law. Then, an hour later, somebody else goes in a second Kazayis. So then, we do not say, so we do say Chesamaniya, because if we wouldn't say Chesamaniya, we would say that Kazayis of Chesed that fell, let's say, at 9 o'clock into the day. So at that time, there were 60 Xaisim of Boso, and soup, and vegetables, and Hege, they were Kazayis of Chesed. So that Kazayis of Chesed was Nefach Leheter. It lost its identity. So its identity was wiped out. So what do we have at that time when it fell in? 61 Xaisim of Boso, not 60 Xaisim of Boso and Mon Kazayis of Chesed, because there is little at all. So even the heretofore Chesed was Nefach Leheter. That's the definition of Bittul, that the identity of the heretofore Yisrael is wiped out. Now then, an hour later, another Kazayis Chesed falls, so then it's again Bittul Bishishi, because we have 61 measures of Heter. So the halacha is not like that. We say Chesed. So in other words, once another Kazayis of Chesed falls in, so he joins the heretofore Isa Kazayis of Chesed and revives its original identity. So that's the halacha of Chesed here. So why? After all, isn't it more mistaken to say, Eina Chesed here, once it became Heter, how can it become Isa again? For example, the Ram, you see, so you shouldn't make that mistake. And sometimes you'll find Rabbonim today, you'll mix up one Torah, a Shite, that we do not say Chesamaniya, and they'll say, that means that he's Chesed, and the Shite. No, it has nothing to do one with the other. Now, the Ram says that if something, and that point there is also Machlokes Lashon, but that's the Shite of the Ram, that if something was Nifsu Machlokes Kelet at one time, and so even though later on it becomes edible, now let's say through chemical means, you can make it edible again. So the Ram Shiti is, there is a Machlokes. But the Rosh Shiti is, we do say Chesamaniya. And Ram Chalev also, but the Ram Shiti is, we do not say Chesamaniya. Because since it was Nifsu Machlokes Kelet at one time, even though later on it becomes edible again, but the moment it was Nifsu Machlokes Kelet, the Shemeichu is Poka. The Shemeichu is Poka once, it cannot be revived. So, does that mean that the Ram is chilek on this thing? We don't say Chesamaniya. The Ram himself mentions this thing. So, this is a Chesamaniya in another sense. When the Ram says, in Chesamaniya, he says, when the Shemeichu was Paka once, it cannot be revived again. Here, there is not a shayla of the Shemeichu being Paka. It's a shayla of Bit. The identity of the area was lost, was wiped out. So the moment another Kazayis falls in, so then it revives the identity of the heretofore Yisrael that came bottom once. So it revives it. And the reason is why it revives it. Why don't we say, once it was bottled, so it's bottled. How can it be revived again? It seems to be established. The answer is, because why do we say if there is Shishi, so then it's bottled? Why? Because then the Yisrael cannot be without. If there is no Shishi, it can be without. But suppose it could give a time, even with Shishi, so then it wouldn't be bottled with Shishi. But the Mitzvah sees that the Shishi doesn't do. And some Hashem say, even if we do feel it down, it's still not there because it's time kolosh. So again, because the Mitzvah is that it couldn't give a real time gomo, either Shishim. So it's not the Xerosakosu of Kshishi. The Xerosakosu assuming that there is a Xerosakosu. So it's only declaratory of the Mitzias. It's only declaratory of the Mitzias that the Shishin, the Mitzias, there is no time. But the main thing is because there is no time. So in Mele, how can we say in a Chizamiya? Once it became vocal, so in Mele, it cannot become Osir again. Why did it become bottle? Because there is no time or Yisrael. But now when another Kazai is Chilet on me, so then, if you will taste that, you will feel a time of Chilet. So the Mele, we say Chizamiya. That's why we say Chizamiya. Mashiach came without the Shire, when it sniffs from Achilas, tell it once. So the Ram says, so what if now it's edible? But once the Shemeichu was focused on the Mele, the Shemeichu, so the Shemeichu cannot be how the Shemeichu of Isa cannot be how again. Now, so we understand why by Mishayim Mine we do not say, so we say Chizaniya. Because by Mishayim Mine the reason is why Shishin is affected is because there is no town, but even Al Khazar is Chizaniya, so there is a town. But the Torah says, Lushna Mine or Mishayim Mine. So, by me, we should understand. Because there it is also because of Tam. So, it's Kitzves in Yvonne says. Now, suppose that, say, there is a big dera of bosa. A big dera of bosa. And cooking on fire. Then somebody pours in a few drops of milk. So, of course, it's water. Is bottle. Now we'll pour in another few drops of milk. So it's again bottle. But then we'll keep on pouring a few drops of milk a whole day. So then it will come to such an extent that there will be so much milk poured in that anyone who tastes from the Gdevish of Bosso will feel it down hollow. So then it will become Osa because it was a hollow. So we'll say, all right, each kame bottle, each drop of milk was bottle. No, but so, by me, shall we really understand? Because the whole reason is why Shishin is popular is because there is no time. But in the case where you are Mesif is there, so there is a time. So what's the year of the Shishin? But by me, it's a special takonis rachonim that me require Shishin. Then we should say, how is it that even by Mimimine we say Chizamiya? So the answer is, so we shouldn't explain it. Because why does Mimimine require Shishi? Why? Because of Xayra, we should mean Shalom Mimine. And mean Shalom Mimine require Shishi because of Tam. So Mele Mimimine is also considered because of Tam. In other words, had it mean Shalom Mimine, it would give it time. So Mele, it has to be yourself. So just as we say by mean Shalom Mimine, so we say Chesed Mimine because it gives it time. So by mean Mimine, it's also for the same reason, because had it mean Shalom Mimine, it would give it time. So Mele by mean Mimine, it also has to be yourself. So we understand even the aloche of mean Mimine. Needless to mention is why we Mishayim Mine we say Chizamiya. But why does it say Ben Yilach, Ben Yavish? By Yavish? Now, so what does it mean? Ben Yilach, Ben Yavish. Ben Yilach, Ben Yavish. So it means, because, so, and that, why does he say in Bayomish also that even though it was how originally, so then, but if he's missing, and there is no law, so then, still, we say, this is an atonement case. So the assembly shame is saying, Bishon, Nibala, Bala, so they only say Chizamania. Needless to mention, Shalom, Bibini, of course, I mean, I talk that somebody will drop one Kazayis of Chilot in the Dirishon Boso, so they shishim, then he'll drop another Kazayis of Chilot. So it will still be Mutter, but it gives it up. Mimele, Bala, 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 because the reason is why Yubimine requires shishim is based upon the town as to why you shall eliminate it's either Mishim Muzam Mashim came by your age there it has nothing to do with town so then the assembly shame will say we don't say Chizam the question is why does the Torah say even by your age we say Chizam that's the question alright now the Mechaba Chizam the Torah says we don't say Chizam שמחוזירה ספר עד שישי שמסתר במהתר ואתה לא יישא אבל לא יכול למה שעצמי שעצמי נסהת המסתר במהתר אבל מי עכשיו עצום יישא שמסתר יש לי יישא אבל לא תגדיר המסתר יש לי יישא לו מהתר ויש מחמירים שלו ניצרי עצמי שו יישא עם ההתר ואתה ובנוק עם את זה יש ניסמי המכירים ומדירים כי כן ניקר So the Mechaba passes, we call it that Atzmi so Yisrael like the Shita from the Shimshin and the Rosh and Rashbo. Atzmi so Yisrael is start from my Eter. But the Rambo says, but the Mokim Epsed, so then we rely on the Shita. But Shaloi the Mokim Epsed, then we have to finish the Shita to Shemi, that the Atzmi so Yisrael are not in Tzuruk in the Eter. But made for Mamuri, כשעצמי שם סתם מהר תקשור, כשעצמי ואילו נדרס את הכשור של חיים, ואני תרוש בו, אבל נדבש את תחילה כמו פריטי או הפך, נדרס את זה אפי שבו מסתף מאיסה, וכשבו נפסר מביל, כשנדבש לו לבד, בשור ניסו מחוץ בצד החולות, כתיחת בו עם מאיסה, מצטרף לסליבת אלו איסה, אבל נעבור איזה מחבר, היא הפסטינס, that we do not צריך תכנס את נביאו לגב בשור ניסו, and not only, Not only that we do not see the classes in the way, if the Chicha that has a brio visa, so became bottle, so once it becomes bottle, this in itself becomes hefea, and this can even be, even the here to form visa, can be mitzuret with the hefea, to be the vater and anach the chassisa that falls in her. But that's the psaak of the Mechaba, like Rabbi Mechai, the Neyadin came, because there are more past things, Like the other Shemini, who say that Tichanas is the way that applies to Shorison. We need to indicate the time on the Holy Surah Tichanas is the way that you can use in Tzalik. The Yishar in the Kifa. One is the Kifa, Kifa, Daka, Daka, Shol, Bosho, Mitab, and Sass, Mikru, and Deo. And the Kifa is, and the Yishar in the Kifa, and the Yisra, and the Shabbat before the Eno. And the same thing that we discussed with them. Aber die Shahoy of the Heta, Yisra, Mitru, even though originally, at the very outset, we had 66 Eisim of them there, And now we find only 59, and the Yisrael has one Kazayis, so obviously there is one Kazayis of Heter, that is Bula Besichadeo, but no, so there is no difference, because we say, just as we have established, that one Kazayis that originally was there, was Nivla, We said if I did all, so maybe the Yisrael, in as much as we didn't measure it before it fell, and now we measure it, now it has just one Kazayis. Maybe originally it had 11 tenths of a Kazayis, 12 tenths of a Kazayis, 15 tenths of a Kazayis. So the male had, so the original 60 Kazayis are not enough to be mother. Now the male mean the shame in the name. So that means the Mechaba Paschus like the Rashbo. אבל מומים בבני משארם גם אני שבו להגדירו ובדיק להגדירו ומשארם זה במדיוטה so you pass things like the Rashbo in other words that the Rashbo holds that even though there is a possibility that just as the Heter was inspired also Yisrael, was also Ismail, and originally there was more than the Kazaris of Yisrael. So, but there's another possibility. You know, sometimes, so the Yisrael, if the Heter and Yisrael are not Ismail in the same proportion, it depends upon many factors. So in case of the Isaac we shall even make the Khishish Mumbai. Majinkin, in case of the Rabbanon Minimide, we have both. So we are sure that there is no Isa and Isa. It's a question of the Rabbanon, so we can tell, okay, true that the Heter that was originally larger was and it was Ismail, but maybe the Isa was not originally larger. And originally it was also only one Kazalis. As long as there is such a possibility, we can be dialogue. That's the shit of the Rajbo. Vani Milami Mishani Mira, I mean Milami Shani, Bagama Shikola Yirov, Yirik Aydeo, Mishani Zemi Mediopi, Rene Yiseki Rubei, Avon Mashi Kolo Gorba Nachasei, Eni Mitzdare, so Kolo Gamba. In other words, one thing is sure. Suppose we know that originally there were 60 KC. But we know that the reason is why now there are 59 days is not because one Kazayis was moved on 79 days. Because it evaporated. It all depends. We have ways of determining it. So then, of course, you cannot be mitzari what evaporated. We can only be mitzari what is presumably innate vis-a-vis Adero. So there is an interaction between that which is innate and latent. Latent in Sechlif Nadeo, that is latent in Sechlif Nadeo, and that which is visibly in the Deo. Mashikin, that which evaporated, how can you be tzarbe? Alright. Aber mach ich kolle vor, mach das Ehre, ich sage es dir kolle. Ey, mi bat, mi sag, hat früher, hat immer fuß in Chetta, schen, ich hier, warte, ich sit mir auch. Hätte er keine Levata. Oh, warum bin ich nicht mehr auf dem Schiff, Mutter, wenn man sie das sagt, Levata hat es nicht mehr, ich habe nicht mehr, ואסור ממוחי גם כישראל אחר שלא יהנו ממה שביטלי since the debacle himself as a knas so he's not allowed to eat it, so mainly we don't even allow him to sell it to somebody else and to get a good price, because then kodichet in iskia. I mean, so of what avail will be the knas that the chachomim comes in him? He shouldn't eat it. He can make profit from it. He doesn't eat it. But you'll sell it to somebody else and get a good price. So Mele, you'll still be Mele the Chaitim. So Mele, the same class that says that he is not allowed to eat it because he should not benefit from his own Aveda, that he was in there in the back of Yisrael Atchile, so he's not allowed to even to sell it to the Yisrael Achir. So Yehene Mima Shebot Uishor Kolodom. But another person, if he wants to eat it, he can eat it, as long as he doesn't ask the other person to pay me with price. Because if the other person will pay me with price, so again he'll be made from his area. Right. Without keshet isar if yomish biyomish. We are people are black. We man doma ashenim vichtich nasli reyik, we sent on the base. Ah, vichtich eshebolo yitzer, we maham eshenitezit. אחר כך היתר, ואומרים לו בי, תחתיך או נעסס לי בי, so, in other words, this aloch, that if somebody was mivake, be shaving, so then it is muter bachile, because the shaving there is no knas, so it's only the case where the aloch of tichanas is mivake, where the aloha of Tichanas Nivele does apply. And the Rabbo, the Ramchava doesn't have to mention it because the Ramchava passes that we don't say. He just passes that we don't say Tichanas Nivele by Shalosom. But the Rabbo passes we do say Tichanas Nivele by Shalosom. So in Mele, we have two considerations. One consideration is from the perspective of Knas, from the point of view of Knas. So then we distinguish between Shege and Mezi. If he was Mibatel and Yodayim Mezi, so then the Chachomim counseled him that the Bittel should not be effective vis-a-vis himself. But, and if it was Mishege, so even vis-a-vis himself, the Bittel is effective. But we have to consider it from another point of view, from the point of view of Tichanas Nevele, from the point of view of Tichanas Nevele, it doesn't make any difference whether Shevik, Mezi, whether the Yadan or Meiro, Tichanas Nevele, so even if the wind threw in, let's say, there was, let's say, in the past, 59 zaysim of water, exactly, soup and vegetables, 59, not enough to be in the bottom of the eyes. And then there was a big wind, the door was open, and the wind, there was a chasmudele on the side, so the wind blew it into the pot. So, since there were only 59 zaysim, so there was not enough to be battle. If there was not enough to be battle, so not only it doesn't become bottle, all the 59 heretofore heter of Boso become a hetzer chayim. So in Meile, it doesn't make any difference whether the shame is amazing, whether he did it with your dying or it was done by itself. This is what Ramos says. So when do we apply this concept? That if it's a shaving, so then it's a light, or we made it, and we made it, or we this one, not another person, it's moot up another person. That's in a situation where Tichon HaSevele doesn't apply. Mashenka in a situation where Tichon HaSevele doesn't apply, it's not making a difference. Aber Tichon HaSevele is a man, she's a kapheta, that we are Tichon HaSevele. We are shaming that we are not in the name of Tichon HaSevele, when we have a head of a body, and when we take up kingdom, she needs that a rubis. Aber in Leila Atahudes, Keden, Loi Mehane Mashin Seis Efahaka. Ufize, Ho Yetzori Chachocho Mamele Mebat Luisa Lachir, Imitei Seif Aheta Lachas Mei. Do you know that? In other words, there is a shite that even in the case where we don't apply the concept of Tichanas Mei, in any case where we don't apply. So then we have to consider it only from the perspective of Knas. Of Knas. So if it's considered only from the point of view of Knas, so then we say that only if he was in the battle of the Adai and the Meiji, it's Osa. But if he was in the battle of the Adai and the Shege, it's not Osa. So he says, but that's only if it is in the case of Kedem Shemeidat Awes. Kedem Shemeidat Awes. So the Melee, in as much, let's say, as the woman of the house, so who put up the, let's say, the veil, and then ich tiche of loud lach, ich tiche of loud lach, so fell in, and there is a shite that by loud lach we do not say ich tiche nas nevel, So, and the woman of the house did not as yet find out that somebody the shaded put in a kazayis of his hair. So then we say since the person who put in the kazayis of his hair didn't be shaded, so there is big was marble. I mean, since the person who put in another heta shade, not talking about the size of Issa doesn't make any difference, whether it's a shade or a maze, that is Issa. But then the person the shade and the woman, without finding out that before she found out that the size of Issa fell into the air, so she added some more heta. Some more heta. So then we say that it's both. But suppose the woman found out that the kazayis of Issa fell into the river. And after she found out about it, she added more heta, even if she didn't be shaded. So then it's one man. Why? Because the same class. Even though it's not on the basis of Tichanas is Nevele, it's on the basis of Knas. And if it's on the basis of Knas, so then we don't distinguish between the case of did it be Shegek or did it be Mezi. So, So we do distinguish. If it's on the basis of knas, so then we distinguish between being marbe heter b'shegein and being marbe heter b'meizi. But that is only if she was marbe heter b'shegein keitem shenidat arubes, that Elisa told. But suppose the woman of the house, after she found out that the kazayis of Yuvera fell into the Yuvera, so she be shaking, and it more had there, so then it will not be bought. Why? Because since the Chachomim were misaki, that there is aloche, since she already found out that the Yisrael fell into it, so anyway, the same takone of knas applies even to a case where she didn't shake. Abba also, he says, when the Abba had a rebate, and when he takes up, Kedim she needed a tabubis. Abba needed a tabubis Kedim, and then after she found out that a kazayis of chile fell into the dele, so she be shaving was now beheter. So they only say that even though be shaving she was now beheter, that in as much as she was now beheter after she found out of the tarubes, so mele it's not bottled, even though she didn't be shaving. Abu ne tavu beskeidem lo mahan mashim tis baraka ubize or itzor kachochom hamere mivat nisa lachkele imtis bahetea leachas meida velo imar isa shom depreim imar nisa diodali ki mivat mivoso ki mimezi osa abu no fubat smei vingeta ki mivat lei ma bolo bu mivat lei so des rashboshi ke vieishim im dei mivat nisa rabono. Or in a hissy polo. Kimoy visa the raise, the chay meyagi, the aim misham, it's like the rosh. Isa shmiz bati, the gidon shoya, sama kenebe, vini seise be, hakak, vini isa rishe, chayza vinei, chayza vinea, vinesa, loishne vinei, loishne vinei, loishne vinei, loishne yobesh, loishne lach, loishne neida bintayim, loishne bintayim. Kaza yis holo, sheno fali mayim, now here the pronunciation is hollow, not real. Kazai is hollow, shenok la mayim, vinizbatel bisama, vaakei nofam na mayim, vireshon boso muter, afalpi, shein biboso, samech negda hollow, shaarei nizbatel bimayim, vichol kayeitzi bazeh. So if the kazai is hollow, fell into a big kettle of water, and there was shishim in that kettle of water, so maybe the identity of the hollow becomes bottled. It's not hollow anymore. Even if it looks a little white, so it's not hollow anymore, because chazus does not prevent bittle, as long as there is shishim. Bittle depends not upon chazus, bittle depends upon time. So as long as there are 60 measures, 60 tzeisim of mayim against this one measure, one kazayis of hollow, so maybe the identity of the hollow is broken. So maybe so it's not hollow anymore, everything is mayim. So then, we can get mayim. So a sufficient quantity falls into the direction boso. So even though the boso does not have samer negative hollow, Sharon is battered by mayim, the whole Kayet and the Bede, in Yivra Yisamuet, Fisech Kriboso. Suppose a very little, a minimum of Yisrael was Yivra in the date Neakri of Boso. In Dark Yisrael is a queen, Yishtamish Ben Yishefa, Heter, Mutari Yishtamish Ben Yishatrue, Kiven Shari Yisamuet, Vyev Shalomim is in a star, ופיכוך איסה משהו שנאיבה בידיירו אוי משחקן כאן וחייצה בהם מותר להשתמש בואי לך תחילה ואפילו בידי ימי ושיהיה אפשר לא בין לבין סין הסתם נראה. Suppose you have a big part and then you cook, let's say for instance, someone cooked in that part a tiny little bit of hay, let's say 100 of the time. What was the purpose of cooking? He had the purpose. Let's say for instance, he did it. So that was Nivra. Now we don't know how much was Nivra. So again, we have to consider the maximum. So since the whole thing was 100 of the times, so we have to anticipate the possibility that 100 of the kazais of chayyav is golua b'serlut magia. So the Chabad says you can chatchil even within the same 24 hours. Let's say you cook, you boil, get 100 of the kazais of chayyav at 9 o'clock in the morning. So at 10 o'clock, you are allowed the chatchil to send it, take the same bread, clean it out, and then and boil hetter in it. Because you are sure that whenever you cook something in that part, there will certainly be shishim in that tapshir neged 100 of the kazayis. And the same thing is true, even if you cook a kazayis of iser, a substantial iser, in a certain kever, but the kever is a gigantic kever, and you always cook a lot of food in that day. You never cook, let's say, less than 100 zaysi of food in that day. It's a special kind of a cat that you only is only used for bone. I mean, you never cook, let's say, less than 100 zaysi of food in that day. So even though you cook the same day a kazayis of chilev in that day, you are allowed to have chilev. You are allowed to have sibi chilev. You are allowed to have chilev to cook in that day because there is no gzeir, there is no choshe. Since the derech of people is to cook in bulk in that day, and so it's highly unlikely that you cook so little in that day so that kazayis will answer. Because you never cook in that day less than 100 days. And if you cook 100 days in, so even if the whole kazayis was nivla, and when you cook in it, the whole kazayis will be nivla, it will still be bottled. So even chatchile, you can cook in it without kashering it first. This is what he says. Oh. מותר להשתמד ולחתחיל ואפילו מיימא לפי שיהיה אפשר לא מלזיצין הסתם אבל נבלה בכלי שדרכה להשתמד שלאיתים ודבמו את כי כל חיי ציבו עושר להשתמד שאפילו בשפע זה רושם להשתמד בו ודבמו את ויומר לי במסין הסתם ויומר לי במסין הסתם. So מה שאין כן, if it's a kind of kale that sometimes you cook in it very little. So the mele, it's also alechatchile to cook in it. It vaheter in mishep, because then there is a zera rabon. Since it is the kind of kele in which you could cook very little, so that the bria sincer would aser it. So mele mid rabon alechatchile, you're not allowed to be mivashel in it. Even in Dogamuet, that there is shishim, and even after Misles has expired. So, in other words, so in the case where the veil is gigantic, where it's not likely that it will ever become osea, so then you allow the chatchila to cook in it even in the same process. But if the veil is not gigantic, and there is a possibility that sometimes a person might cook in it very little, so then you're not allowed to cook in it l'chatchile, even if it's an enemy made because of Xeira. All right, now, so for Wednesday, now we'll discuss, we'll go over certain shachs inside, certain shachs, especially the shach Siftes Lot. But you have to be ready on every shach. This is a very important shach, and Siftes Lot in the shach will go over very carefully, every word, but you have to go over it, and then we'll also go over inside the shach, Sifra Palet, and then the long tals, Siftes Rov and Gol were inside. Not. So these three, these two shachs and 1,000 go over inside, but you have to be ready on every 1,000 shach and simen tzadik tes, and you also have to be ready on simen and simen kuf in the tour and the mechaber and ramo and the shach and the tach.
Shir Tezayin in Taruvas, Chafalf Iyar Hitov Shem Mem Gimel, May 4th,
1983, on Wednesday. So there are several reasons for Shir. So the Chavokas is, like the Shemim, that the Hatzmus of Yisrael are starting from my head there on the back of it. We can say in the Achim, why shouldn't it be Mitzuret with the Yisrael itself? Let's say, suppose they are 10 Xenisim of Sarus, but the Atomis Yisrael is another 5 Xenisim. So it should require, so some machines say, we require shishi, neged 15. When we have a paskim, no. Not only that we don't require 16 neged 15 xeisim, but even the 5 xeisim of that, so as we say, can be mitzuret to the shishi. Neged 10. Why is it? The reason is why. So two things have to be explained. Number one, why is that mitzvah from the Yisrael? Number two, why is it mitzvah from the head? So the reason is why it's not mitzvah from the Yisrael, because the Inom Neachil, Inom Nechal Yisrael. But, so it's not a leich. So we understand this why it is not mitzvah from the Yisrael. So we only require a 16 negative. But why should a 5 Xeisim of the Atzomes of the Yisrael be Mitzure to the Shishim -10? So he said, Mikol Okein, Beilim Heim Al Dei Bishu, Al Kocho Mitztalfin Livatei Ho Yisrael. In other words, because what's the principle of Bitl? Bitl means Lav Lach. In other words, that there is even distribution. So if there is a Kazayis Yisrael that was cooked together with 16 Xeisim of Hetea, so we say that the Kazayis of Yisrael is evenly distributed in the 16 Xeisim of Hetea, so that per unit, every unit of the Taruves will have 161 of Yisrael in the Taruvus. So really it's both. So really, even though the Atzomis of Yisrael are not Meachile, so they cannot be Mitzurah to the Yisrael, but they can be Mitzurah to the Heter, because the Psara of Yisrael will evenly be distributed in the Ichol the Heter and in the Atzomis of Yisrael. So really, there will be even distribution. When we call Mokim Beil Heim Al Yivishu, Al Koch Mishtav Bumat Lisa, Kulisa Mishpashit Gam Liseichon, V'yesh Ben, but the question is, of what avail, of what significance, is the fact that it's evenly distributed in the Atomis, but it has no time. The answer is, it does have a time. So, and it does have a time, but Al Pidin, that time, is not a tam or Yisrael, because the tam is a tam kodesh, just as Gemara says that ein pidin b'nei sintam. So one mandava says yein pidin b'nei sintam, and one mandava says ein pidin b'nei sintam. It's not a machlokes in Mitzias, it's a machlokes in Din, where the dead tam kodesh of Gidin, so is considered a tam, and from the point of view of tam kijana. So we pass the time in the same time. So the Mele, even though they give it down, but there is a Lachluches and they give it down, but it's not a sufficient time to Asa. Masha'ikit to be Mibateil, it is a sufficient time. So, kiu isa mishpat ka mesicha, vi ish ben gav kiu achmucha, kiu vau vau isa she kiu na goso. This is the explanation of the kite, and this is how we mechava passes. Umi lichom izahal, hikshal ramo, because of it is hato, si vizi nishim tzarih chesi, vei, da kiu achere she kiu itzol, samach mei, vei. Now, I discussed it about that. I mean, we should have gone over the whole taz and the shach, inside the shach, we did go over inside, but not the taz. So I mentioned that in the chitta of the Ramot, and the Shem Chalkin, and the Aboya and Sifei, the Tzadikhez, the Shem Chalkin, the Kachyosh and the Chodor, the Cheres and Shokil, the Ingun, the Cheres, the Yeshua, the Hafti, the Yishra, the Aboya, and the Nachinas, the Bewe, Aboya, the Shokil, the Tid Rochosh, the Chumre, so there are three pshot in the Mordechai. The Shach's pshat, and the Tereshatos pshat, the Ramos, and the Taz pshat. Now, the Taz is the biggest chumrah, and the Shach's is the biggest kohen in the three pshat in the Mordechai. And the most reasonable pshat is the pshat by the Shach, because the pshat by the Tereshatos and the Taz is very strange. So, in other words, there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Ramban as to whether vis-a-vis Bolua we say Chtichanas in the river. So the Rashbo says we do say Ligabi Bolua Chtichanas in the river, and Ligabi and the Ramban says we don't say. Now, to repeat it again so that it should be clear in your mind, now let's take an example of Shomso. According to the Psak of the Ramot, the Tichanas of Nevele applies to Shon Surim as well. So Nevele, that Machlekes is relevant. Ligabe, the Machlekes between Rashbo and Ramban is relevant. Ligabe Shon Surim too. So suppose that you took a Kazayis, let's say, a Kazayis. Suppose you had a kav chadosha, a new spoon. So that kav chadosha, let's say, was used for a kazayis chel. It had to take a kazayis of hat chel. So the melee, we assume the maximum that it is Bolea, Ikazayis Chel. Then you took that Kav Chadosha, that possibly absorbed Ikazayis Chel, and you stirred a Gdeira of Bosa, of Heta. A Gdeira of Bosa of Heta. So the melee, if the Gdeira of Bosa of Heta has 60 Xaisin, so there is no problem. There is no problem. But suppose it's a spoon, a Yishono, it was used many times in Boso, the same day, so we don't know how much it was Beleya. So again, we have to anticipate the maximum. We don't know whether it was Beleya, 1 Kazayis, 2 Zaysin, 5 Zaysin, 10 Zaysin, so we assume the maximum. So what is the maximum? The maximum capacity of the calf. If the value of the calf is 10 zaysin, so then we have to assume the maximum. Then it handled a kazayis chelet. So then we consider, according to Rashbo, so that kazayis chelet, so combined with the boso, and it's chtichanas is nevele, even though it is latent, it is bolua b'sechakav. So we have to consider that we have 10 xesim of isa. Then we stirred the gdeira shel boso with that kav. So then, in order that the gdeira shel boso should be muter, the gdeira shel boso has to have 60 times 7. See, in other words, not 60 Xaisi, but 600 Xaisi, according to the Ramban. So we don't say Khtichanas is Nevele Ligabi Bolua. So even though that cup handled a Kazayis Chelet, and that Kazayis Chelet possibly combined combined with 9 zeisim of Bosa, positive, with 9 zeisim of Bosa. So there is a total of 10 zeisim of Tichanasis Nevele, of Tichanasis Nevele, of Heled. But Ramban says that is only Shayach Tichanasis Nevele when it's visible. But as long as it's latent, we say Hakar, we don't say Tichanasis Nevele. So, when it become visible, when you stir that cup, when you stir it, that cup. So at that time, we only need 60 times the kazayis of Chelet. So according to the Rashbo, we need 600 kazayisim, and according to the Ramban, we need 60 kazayisim. So these are the two mishenes in Sipet, the Rashbo and Ramban. Then, the Rambo says, So the most reasonable pshat in the Mordechai is the Shach's pshat. The Shach says that this the Mordechai has reference to a kaf lishona. But kaf chadosho, it doesn't make any difference. So even kaf matzes. So it doesn't pass it. Because we cannot say even in Kaf Peres it doesn't pass it. In Kaf Hadosha. Even in Kaf Peres doesn't pass out. Because we cannot say that the Chalasis itself becomes a Chichad in Israel. That's impossible. But only Ligabe in Kaf Yishona. Only Ligabe in Kaf Yishona. So Ligabe Yishona, so there is a Chichadasis Nivele. Of the Beluah, the combination of the Chilev with the Boso. So the Shita of the Rashbo is, we do say Chichanas Nevele. So if one Kazayis of Chilev combined inside the cup with 9 Zeisim of Boso, so according to the Rashbo, it is a Hefzer of Iser of 10 Zeisim. According to Ramban, there is no Hefzer Viser of 10 Zeisim as long as it's latent with a Hakar. There is only a Hefzer Viser of 1 Kazayis, according to Ramban. So the Mordechai says it all depends. If it is a Kaf Yishona, and the combination of 1 Kazayis of Chelev with 9 Zeisim of Bosov took place in a Kaf Matres, so since it can be taken out through Agole, so Nevele, we do not say Chichanasis Nevele Ligabi Balua, the combination of the Chile, the Kazayis of Chile with the 9 Zeisim of Boso. Mashin came if it's a Cheres, so in the Yetzim in Dufyaleilom, so it's stuck there. It's harmless. So Nevele, this combination of 10 Zeisim, of 1 Kazayis combined, united with 9 Zeisim, 1 Kazayis of Chelev united with 9 Zeisim of Boso is a Chtichad Yisura. But none of the Chalsis becomes a Chtichad Yisura. How can the Chalsis become a Chtichad Yisura? That's the Pshat in the Hashbo, and I mean it's so pushing and so reasonable. However, the Teres Chatos, strange as it is, doesn't explain the Mordechai that way. And the Teres Chatos and the Taz. So, but the Taz is even more machmir than the Teres Chatos. The Taz says that in regard to the Berua itself, so then the Mordechai agrees with the Shita of the Rashbo. So as far as the 10 Zeisim of the Berua is concerned, so even by Kaf Matres, the Mordechai agrees with the Rashbo. That is Echtichad Yisroel. But the Mordechai has reference to Kaf Hadosh, a new spoon, and it handled one kazayis of chilev. So the spoon, the total capacity of the spoon is 10 zeisim. But it's a new spoon, it just was galea, one kazayis of chilev. So if it is matres, so we do not say the matres, the metal becomes a chtichad yisroel. Only the kazayis chilev is a chtichad yisroel. So if you stir a gdeiros of boso, and it has 60 zeisim in the gdeiros, so it becomes potter. But if it's cheres, so in the ancient defilelum, so it's harmless, it's stuck there for good. So the melee, even though it's a kaf hadosha, and it just has inside the tab, one kazayis of chilev, but the whole chalsis, the earthenware substance, becomes a particular Yisurei. Since the volume, the size of the whole calf is 10 Zaisim, so mainly it means we have a particular Yisurei of 10 Zaisim. Why? Because the Kazayis of Chinuch is united with earthenware. So even the earthenware becomes Echtichad Yisurei. So, according to Taz, so in Kafish Shono, so even by Matres it's also with Echtichad Yisurei. But by Kaf Chadosho, there is a difference between Matres and Ches. According to the Teres Chatos, so the Mot Hashitin is in respect to Matres. So not only don't we say Chichadas is Nevele, Ligabi the mattress itself, but even Ligabi the Beluah we don't say. In respect to Cheres, so not only do we say Chichadas is Nevele in respect to the Beluah, but even in respect to the Cheres itself. Oh, so Chaseres, Umir Lichon Yizal, Hikshar Amo, because of the Teres Chatas Ifei, Sidi Sidi Tzadik Ches Ifei, that you are Cheres Shebikri, Tzorik Samach Leidei, there's a Teres Chatas, אם כי גם כאן נעמד העצונס נעסס נבלה כי בשלבוקים הם יוצר ניסה ומיישתם בחזפוסו שעלי בדוק ובל ובכל את מי הוא שאיזה פתיר נעס נבלה so it's a good question by the back assuming according, of course it's a strange sheet but strange as it is that is the sheet that the hat hatos in the mod hat so that means that the mod hat has things that we say the houses the earthenware substance becomes a chetz of isa. The earthenware certainly cannot be eaten. Can you enjoy eating earthenware? So, and still it becomes a tichad yisurei. So why shouldn't the atzomeis that was bileya? Why shouldn't the atzomeis that was bileya from the psaran bileya also be a tichad yisurei? So then we should require 16 times the whole thing? It's a very strong kashuk. The chinik shall be kuse. Vani imeya. Mei shemes. It's a tradition of Mishra Ramo. Vitero shemes. The etzem zed de ime mamesh likui. Da amilu mi simen tzami chay sifei. Do amilu mi chichas ni bebeino. Imu matches. We di bebeino de chay. Kim ni ish leheta da agore. Hochena me hay etzem. The efshar lehafku tamidu avay. Akshav al de bishu. In boso sheolo. והגולה, דו קיימון ברחיים סימן תפנאלה, דקוייצן מטובים בהגולה, ועל כל חולשי לקם חתיך עצמס נבילה, והוא מצטרף להתר. So he says, but the Teres Chatos himself in explaining that Mordechai, so he says, that only applies to Cheres, because Cheres is the Yetzin of the Filelam, so it's not there for good, it's harnessed. So Mele, even the Cheres, the earthenware substance, becomes Echtich HaNisore. But if a metal pot, a metal spoon was bileya, a kazayis of chilev, then we don't say, and the total value of the spoon is 10 zaisim, then we don't say we have echtichad yisurei of 10 zaisim. But we say, in view of the fact that this kazayis of chilev is not harnessed for good in the metal, inside the metal. It can be extracted to agore, so the mele, even before it is extracted, it's not echtichad yisurei. So here too, atzomes, koyetzem, hagore ishaya. So the mele, it's not stopped there for good, it's not harnessed. So the mele, we don't say, echtichad asis nevela, gabi atzomes, just as we don't say echtichad asis nevela, gabi klimatres. We only say echtichad asis nevela, ligabe klicheres, not ligabe klimatres. And atzomes are like matres. For hagole, it can be expected. Alright, now. Because the gdeiroi mistarepes lo yimeiseh v'lo yimaher. Now, this is, I ask you to go over that Rashi and the Ram and the Rashbo, because it's very important. What does Rashi say? Zayn on the beds. Omar Hamid, Kishi Nishav Nereite, Bubikito, Vichtichas Vigdeire. این که دمره به درخص بی که دمره پایی بابا دیرا
Tarubas continue on your test, your eight of Shimon.